Hi, this is Chris Osborne, and I'm back with my second episode, and really the first actual episode of any substance, of my new podcast, Tiki Chris Talks. The music you're hearing is by composer and sound artist Emily Peasgood from her work Halfway to Heaven. I came across this lusciously textured and ethereal soundscape earlier this week in the seaside town of Folkestone in Kent. I was there for a tour of exhibitions of the relaunched Folkestone Triennial, and that's what I want to discuss briefly here, the 2017 Folkestone Triennial, which is on now and running through November 5th. Now in its fourth iteration, the Triennial brings new site-specific works to Folkestone that are responsive to its physical and conceptual context, while exploring this year's specific theme, Double Edge, and how that theme resonates with the everyday lives of people in Folkestone and around the world. It's a great excuse to visit this attractive and engaging little coastal town, check out lots of new artwork, and to see some of the art left on permanent display from past triennials. There are about 20 artists or studios involved in this year's triennial. Former participants with work still on view around town include Tracy Emin, Yoko Ono, and Nathan Coley. All triennial exhibitions are free to view and mostly placed in outdoor settings. Loads of events and related happenings are scheduled during the triennial's two-month run. But back to Emily's work. Halfway to Heaven is a movement-activated audio installation set in a small, elevated graveyard, Folkestone's Baptist Burial Ground. As odd as it sounds, this 18th century site is accessed atop of narrow and steep set of stairs, 20 feet above the street, halfway to heaven in a sense. As you walk alongside the tightly packed and weathered tombstones, your steps activate audio channels to play a musical narrative, referencing the history of the graveyard and the people buried there. A few of the other exhibitions I loved during my visit include Hoi Cheong Wong's Minaret at the Islamic Cultural Center, which features a temporary facade made of skeletal frame, a visible scaffolding with sheer nylon shaped in the form of minarets and arches stretched around the frame and illuminated at night. Richard Wood's series of six vibrantly colored holiday homes scattered across town in the most unlikely of places, and Bob and Roberta Smith's almost ubiquitous graphic mantra of Folkestone is an art school, declared across a variety of surfaces and banners throughout Folkestone. And well worth the trek to the far side of town, from the Folkestone Central Station anyway, is Alex Hartley's Wall, a white cage-like structure perched precariously on a cliff filled with cairns, which are Iron Age millstones found around the very site where the structure has been placed. Folkestone is about an hour away by train from London's St. Pancras Station. It's a walkable and compact town with plenty of cafes, bars, and places to eat. While there, I recommend having a treat from artisan ice cream makers La Casa del Bello Gelato. I love their black cherry ripple. For more details about the triennial, go to folkestonetriennial.org.uk. Folkestone is spelled F-O-L-K-E-S-T-O-N, and triennial is T-R-I-E-N-N-I-A-L. Thanks for listening and bearing with me as I find my podcast voice, and thanks to Emily Peasgood for allowing me to use her music. Her website is emilypeasgood.com. That's EmilyPeasgood.com. And I'm online at tikichris.com and at tikichris on Twitter. Thanks.